This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Terrible Hurricane Irma slammed into southwest Florida in late summer, early September it was. As we enter winter today, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has put in more than $1 billion to help residents with shelter, clothing, and rebuilding. But waits for aid remain long, and there's a shortage of labor to get repair work done. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Hurricane Irma cut a path of destruction across Florida, from flooding in Jacksonville on the East Coast to devastated orange groves in the middle of the state. At Marco Island on the Gulf Coast, where the storm came ashore, wind and rain thrashed beachfront hotels and upscale housing developments.
We do have a sky of blue tarps because a lot of our roofs were damaged.
Diana Dome at the local Chamber of Commerce says many homeowners have insurance coverage, but local unemployment is low, 3.8%.
Our contractors, they don't have enough construction workers, so everyone needs to be patient.
But some aren't waiting.
My name is Steve Gober, and my business here is Stan's Idlauer Restaurant, and we've been here for 48 years.
Gober's place is right on the water, fresh seafood, live music. He closed for 8 weeks after Irma and says he put $100,000 of his own money into repairs.
You got to get open, and that's what we've done here, just opening on the weekends. We've had a lot of help from friends, plus a lot of staff.
Gober says he didn't have insurance and didn't apply to FEMA or the Small Business Administration. But one in three Florida households, more than 2.5 million, have applied for FEMA assistance. At disaster recovery centers like this one in a gym in Naples, the agency had to add staff, says spokesman Michael Wade.
There's a lot of Haitian Creole population and people that speak Spanish, so we're looking for interpreters.
So far, FEMA's approved just over a quarter of aid applications, and lots of Floridians are still struggling with the complicated regulations, which makes sitting behind a folding table with a FEMA badge on not so easy, says Edith Lovell, who does applicant intake.
I always listen to someone when they're angry, and I always tell them they have every right to be angry. And then I say, okay, now let's see what we can do to fix that.
The maximum FEMA disaster grant for a household is $33,300. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.